Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so this one's really got me messed up. Milan, Romania. Like, just picturing it, right? This tiny village tucked away. You know, most people probably never even heard of it. But the stuff you sent me about it, like, it's like something out of a nightmare. This awful discovery under a church. It's just, I don't even know. It feels more like a dark fairy tale than real life.
Yeah, no, you're right on with that. What we're looking at this time is something else entirely. We've got details about this impossible thing found under a church in Milan. And even though one source, it says it's fictional, like straight up calls it out.
Right.
But the feeling it gives you, the dread, that's real. It just gets under your skin and stays there, you know?
No, for real. This isn't like a, you know, your usual ghost stories or whatever. This is like a whole different level of messed up. It's almost like biological horror. I don't know even. But the story starts back in 1959. This kid vanishes, just gone. Poof. No trace, nothing. And then nothing. Silence. For 15 years.
Can you imagine 15 years living with that, not knowing? And then, bam, they find something way worse than just a missing kid down in the crypt under the church, buried deep, a sealed chamber. What do you think was going through their minds when they opened that thing?
I don't even want to think about it. And what they found inside, the sources describe it as, it's hard to even say. A living artifact, like some kind of machine butt made of flesh and metal all mixed together, gears with veins growing through them, tubes that pulse like arteries, and at the center of it all, get this, a human heart. Still beating. I can't get that image out of my head.
It's like something out of Frankenstein, right? But even worse, this fusion of organic and
artificial.
That heart, it just hits you on this primal level. What was your first thought when you read that? What part of it just like grabbed you?
The heart, man. Just the pure horror of it. This thing made of metal and flesh, and it's powered by a human heart. And not only that, but when someone got close to it, its rhythm would speed up like it was aware, connected to the living. That freaks me out.
Exactly. That right there. That makes it more than just some object.
Yeah, yeah.
It has some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
Some need tied to living tissue. So the question is, why?
Right.
What in the world would make someone even think of creating something like that?
So the monks, they tried to destroy it. Like, I guess you would, right? Just get rid of it, end it. But it backfired badly. One of them, he died trying. And then the heart stopped, like completely dead silence, even more quiet than before. And then it started beating again, stronger, faster, like it was pissed.
Man, when I read that, I got chills.
It's like some kind of unstoppable force. It learns, it adapts. Gets stronger when you try to hurt it. Makes you wonder what's fueling it, right? What kind of power source?
And then there's the righty. They found it on the floor of the chamber, etched into the stone and said, "Sickle nu quatop, the cycle cannot be stopped." It's so cryptic. What do you even make of that?
Yeah.
It's like an ancient curse or something. Written in some language nobody understands, which just makes it creepier. But the meaning, that's clear enough. The cycle cannot be stopped. Like it's inevitable, preordained. And that sickle nu quatop part, it's like a hint about who built it, or at least someone who understood it. Maybe even a warning. The fact that we don't get the whole story, it leaves too much room for our imaginations to run wild.
At first they thought maybe the machine was built to trap the kid's soul. You know, the one that went missing, which is awful enough on its own. But the source, it says that the truth is way worse than that. What could be worse than a kid's soul being trapped forever? What even is that?
It's like the story keeps getting darker and darker, right? The kid disappearing. Then that monster machine, and now this hint that it's all for something even more sinister. And the way the source talks about it, this far worse thing, it's connected to the cycle, the one mentioned in the writing, the one that cannot be stopped.
And then we learn what the cycle actually is, the machine. It needs a new heart every 15 years. 15 years, exactly how long it was between when the kid disappeared and the monks found the machine. It can't be a coincidence, right? It feels planned, evil.
Yeah, 15 years, exactly.
Yeah.
Way too perfect to be random chance. It makes you think that missing kid, he wasn't just a victim. He was the first piece, the first heart for this monstrous engine. And the 15-year cycle, like some kind of sick clock ticking down the heart's lifespan. It's also ritualistic, horrible.
So what happens if the machine doesn't get its new heart? That's when the calling starts. The sources describe it as, ugh, it's terrifying. A kid's cries coming from underground. And shadows. Figures with empty eyes. Appearing in the church windows. What the heck is going on there?
It's like the machine's dying. Starving. Yeah. And it's lashing out. Those cries, maybe it's the first victim, the kid, is suffering echoing somehow in the shadows. They're the worst part. Are the guardians? Servants? Or something worse? Drawn to the machine's need. Hunting for the next heart. God, it's awful.
It's like the line between real and supernatural. It just vanishes and you're left with this pure terror and no answers. What could create something like this? Why? What does it even need it for?
And going back to that writing, what is Kwantop? What does it mean?
Okay, so let's just throw some ideas out there. What if Kwantop is like the fuel, the energy the heart provides, the whole point of the machine?
Yeah.
And Sichel, he was the one who figured it all out, the one who built this awful cycle, and whoever or whatever is behind it could be ancient, beyond our understanding, with needs so strange that this is the only way it can survive. So the missing kid, he wasn't just a victim. He was the key, the one who started it all.
And it just keeps going every 15 years. God, how long has it been going on? Right there under everyone's noses in that little village. How many people have died, vanished, all to feed this thing, this heart in the dark?
It makes you wonder, right? What's really going on out there? The stuff we never see, this hidden history of just awful stuff happening under the surface of everyday life. It's terrifying. So here's what we're left with. This living machine tied to a human heart, needing a sacrifice every 15 years. And when it doesn't get it, it starts calling out. Those cries, the shadows. It's like a nightmare come to life.
And remember the monks, how they tried to destroy it and it just came back stronger. It's like it's impossible to stop. But what happens if the cycle does break? What if that heart stops for good? What comes out then?
Which brings us to the question that's been bugging me ever since I started reading this. What exactly happens when the machine calls? Are those shadows just ghosts? Or are they something real, hunting for the next heart, driven by some hunger we can't even imagine? And what about that first kid, his soul? Is it somehow part of it, helping them hunt?
And even if they find a new heart, even if they stop at this time, the cycle's still there, waiting. It's never really over. Just like the inscription said, the cycle cannot be stopped.
It's like this fictional horror story, but it makes you think, what else is out there in the shadows? What other cycles are going on that we don't know about, hidden away, just ticking along, waiting to be discovered?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.